or visit helplineil.org. There you will be connected with local substance abuse centers. The state's attorney general's office is going after a pharmaceutical company, alleging deceptive marketing practices it says was designed to increase opioid prescriptions. Attorney General Kwame Raoul announced the lawsuit Monday, claiming from 2008 to 2017, Purdue Pharma Incorporated funded third-party publications downplaying opioid risks and targeted doctors with addicted patients. Raoul is asking the court to intervene in the alleged practices. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
So unfair to the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tweeted late last night after federal judges' ruling he called out of control. It blocks the administration's policy of making people who seek asylum wait in Mexico. The judge wrote that puts undue risk on the immigrants' lives and freedom. The ruling doesn't go into effect until Friday, allowing time for an appeal. This amid a shakeup at Homeland Security. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
In an effort to slow the rise in families illegally crossing the southern border, President Trump has instructed White House advisors to take a more direct role implementing immigration policy and making additional changes at the Department of Homeland Security. The Wall Street Journal also reporting that the president told aides he wants to reinstate his family separation policy in order to deter would-be migrants. A federal judge has barred the administration from separating families at the border. The president has put his chief speechwriter, Stephen Miller, in charge of the administration's immigration policy. Dave?
John, Attorney General Barr goes to Capitol Hill next hour for
the House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, part of Congress's review of the Justice Department's budget request.
But another issue looms, the Mueller report. The Democrats demand he give them in full without redactions.
Lawmakers on the panel could quiz the Attorney General about timing of the report's release and evidence he saw to conclude President Trump did not obstruct justice.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Yet another Democrats taking the presidential plunge. Congressman Eric Swalwell entered the 2020 race last night on the CBS Late Show.
I see a country in quicksand, unable to solve problems and threats from abroad, unable to make life better for people here at home.
They celebrated a new championship in the wee hours in Virginia.
It's crazy!
I'm so happy.
This after Virginia won college basketball's national title with an 85-77 overtime win over Texas Tech, 1 year after Virginia became the first top seed to lose to a 16 in the first round of the tournament. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Rondell Henry is due in court today in Maryland. He's the man police say was inspired by ISIS terrorists in a plot to take a stolen U-Haul truck and drive into pedestrians at National Harbor in Maryland.
We and the agents were able to piece this together and understand that this was not simply a person in a stolen vehicle, but posed a greater threat.
Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski in Texas, a guilty plea in a terror plot.
Mateen Azizi Yarand has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for solicitation of capital murder and making a terroristic threat. Authorities say the 18-year-old was arrested last May in an ISIS-inspired plot to shoot civilians and police at a mall outside Dallas in a rampage designed to coincide with Ramadan.
This suspect's arrest saved lives.
U.S. Attorney Joe Brown, his lawyer tells the Associated Press his client believes his deal is fair and is ready to begin his prison term. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Another 18-year-old was also in court yesterday, the one accused of going on a shooting spree at Santa Fe High School last year, killing eight students and two teachers. Demetrius Pagortsis is now facing 11 federal charges. It's unclear what they are. The case sealed since he was a minor at the time of the massacre. He's already charged with capital murder in state court. The measles outbreak is getting worse.
The number of cases for the year in the U.S. rose by almost 80 in a single week. Overall, we're at more than 460, and most cases are said to be kids. As far as location, most of the new cases reported last week were in New York City. Other states seeing outbreaks, New Jersey, Michigan, and California. The total number of measles cases is already the most in 5 years. The CDC recommends that all kids get 2 doses of measles vaccine.
That's Fox's Ken Duffy in Rockland County in suburban New York. They even put a ban on unvaccinated minors in public places, which was challenged in court. On Wall Street, stock futures a little lower before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Get up, baby! Get up! Get up! Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it!
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 70 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 45. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 66. And Thursday, 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms after 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 77 degrees. It is 51 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, April 9th edition of Buyers and Company. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. We'll welcome Congressman Roddy Davis, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and Mike Claiborne with the Redbird Report. Company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday. And what a beautiful beginning to the day it is. It's just gorgeous. Look at it out there. Sunshine.
It's going to be wonderful today. 70 degrees.
Yeah. Oh. Back here, as I said, on the 9th of April, we have 6 days. 6 days, right, for tax day, April 15th, your tax returns are due. And I understand. Can you type in there, by the way, if this is...
Yes, okay. Yes. Sorry, I had clicked you. I guess you didn't hear it. Sorry.
No, I didn't. 6 days. And I know tax season hasn't been... Okay.
I thought I made that clear a second ago.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't hear a word. Not a single
word.
When
I said yes, I'll type it in anyway just for fun.
Okay, break info, that kind of just important vital information to do the program would be good. And... it is a day where I know people, some people owe a lot more this year, some people not getting as big returns as they thought this year. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I don't know what they're doing in Washington, D.C. I really don't. I don't think that there's anyone or very few people left to root for. Everything has become just politicized and weaponized, and they spend all of their time fighting and investigating. And I really don't know what it is that they're doing out there. We literally have a chance to talk to Congressman Rodney Davis this morning, and maybe he can give it some light. Help me out of the darkness here. I just feel like Washington, D.C. is just sort of a wasteland, not even worth paying attention to. Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong. I think, Brian, there is a frustration out there. All we ever see in the 24-hour news cycle are Republicans and Democrats fighting with each other. But there are plenty of issues that we're actually going to work together on. Most of what we do out here is done on a bipartisan basis. I think we can have some wins with infrastructure, and I'm certainly hoping to help lead the charge there.
All right. Why can that not get any attention? I feel like leadership on both sides of the aisle spend all their time doing anything but what you just described.
Now, I completely agree, and it is a leadership problem. And one thing that I've said all along since I've gotten here 6 years ago was that we've got to come together as a group, as Republicans and Democrats, and find some solutions, sit down at the table. We can work our issues out. The problem that I've noticed is as soon as we start to get close to a bipartisan solution, especially on big issues, then leadership from both sides comes in and starts to separate you out and turn it into a political issue. You know, when it comes to infrastructure, the biggest impediment is I don't think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to give President Trump a win.
Yeah, but Congressman, why didn't, when you guys had control, didn't you give Trump a win?
Well, we did.
Nothing was done about immigration. Paul Ryan could have, you guys could have handled this in 2 years and did nothing about immigration.
No, actually, we did in the House. We passed, we didn't pass it because we didn't get any Democratic votes, and the president didn't do enough to actually help us pass an immigration reform bill that he said he was for. He would have had $25 billion for the border wall, would have fixed our broken immigration system that currently exists, would have been a more merit-based system, would have fixed the Dreamer and DACA problem that we have, many Democrats say they want it, and it codified that no kids could be separated from their families at the border. I mean, these were common sense. That was a common sense win-win. And there were about 130 of us Republicans that were the only votes that voted for that bill. And it's unfortunate because now you're fighting over a lot less for a border structure. And we have Democrats out there saying that Republicans don't want to fix the DACA problem. And we clearly do. Immigration is a big issue that has been hijacked by the far right and the far left, right? And I don't know how we're ever going to solve that problem unless we get some leadership out of the White House to help go along with it.
All right. I guess I don't know. Was Paul Ryan a good speaker?
Yeah, Paul Ryan's probably one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. The problem we had when we had control is you still have to get 60 votes in the Senate. And they were at 52, 53, and they couldn't get 60 votes to stop a filibuster, and the Democrats knew that. That's an antiquated policy that I wish Mitch McConnell would have done away with. The Democrats, if they certainly take over the Senate, won't follow those same traditional rules.
All right. Well, right now, this crisis at the border is bigger than it's ever been. I don't know what's going to happen. Is there anyone talking about this in grown-up terms at all in Washington, D.C.? I don't understand Trump's insistence on, you know, what he does and the ridiculous behavior that comes out of the White House. But I don't understand Democrats who not all that long ago, Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and every single one of them were about border security. And they've just thrown all of that to the wind. What are we going to do?
Well, we've got to do something. It is an emergency at the border. Ironically, the voice of reason on this, in my opinion, one of the leading voices was Kirstjen Nielsen, the DHS secretary who resigned. She knows it's an issue in the border.
No, resigned or got fired?
Problems, and the administration, I think, pushed her out.
Okay, well, she got fired, as did the head of the Secret Service. And what it's starting to appear like on a day-to-day basis is that no one wants to work for this president.
Well, I think there are a lot of folks that do. I just think sometimes the president gets advice from folks that don't have the best interest of policy making, putting good policies in place. And I think Secretary Nielsen had the best interest, but You know, she officially resigned. Whether or not she was fired, we don't know. But the problem has been, when it comes to immigration, a lot less about who's in the White House, a lot less about who's in Congress, and it's the outside groups that are on the far right and the far left that hammer policymakers to not come up with a solution. And I take arrows from both sides on this issue.
All right. It seems to me, I was reading a story about California this morning where they are introducing taxes on soda, tires, guns, water, pain pills, lawyers, car batteries, on and on and on. Illinois is lined up to have more legalized gambling, legalized marijuana. It seems as if our elected officials cannot be trusted anymore to take our money and spend it wisely, so they just need to come in and take more. I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling a little bleak about our state and national level. I'm looking for leadership. I don't see any. I'm looking for spending our tax dollars wisely or investing them in a good thing, and I don't see any of that. I just see them coming for more and more and more to promise whatever constituency that they want to promise to get votes to get reelected. And it just seems like that's the process. And by the way, governing doesn't happen in between.
Well, you know, at the federal level, governing has happened. You talked about taxes. Tax day's coming up. Everybody that I've talked to that has called me about taxes were concerned about maybe their refund be a little lower. They realize they owe less taxes at the federal level.
Yeah, but tax refunds are down $6 billion this year.
Tax refunds are not your taxable income, Brian.
Okay.
The tax refunds, you got more money in your paycheck because the withholding tables changed. Every person that I've actually talked to that was worried about their taxes going up has owed less money to the IRS. And you've got the majority of the percentage of those tax cuts are going to middle-class families who are seeing the highest percentage of relief. That has helped us spur an economy that's growing at record levels, where it's sustained less than 4% unemployment, a far cry from where we were just a few years ago in Decatur, Illinois.
All right, Wall Street Journal poll shows that I'm not alone in this, Congressman. 17% believe their taxes have gone down, and only 28% of Republicans. I mean, the vast majority of Americans don't believe that.
When you add the taxes that our policymakers in Springfield are raising, they're right. They're not going down overall. Their property taxes are going up at the local level. The income taxes at the state are going up. And they're not making some of the sensible decisions that we've been trying to make in Washington to save tax dollars. And I would urge you, go look at your last year's taxes and what you owed, and I will bet you your taxable income is going down.
All right. What are you working on presently that you'd like people to know about? I mean, we talk about the hype and the noise and all the leadership getting all the TV time. What is Congressman Rodney Davis working on right now that the American people need to know about, and the people of the 13th Congressional District certainly?
Well, I've been named the lead Republican on our Highways and Transit Subcommittee, and that's where an infrastructure agreement's going to come through. It's the largest subcommittee in Congress. We have 54 members. So I've been working with the chairman of the Transportation Infrastructure Committee and our ranking member, and my subcommittee chair, Eleanor Holmes Norton, and we're trying to put together a plan to have that infrastructure investment, a highway reauthorization bill at a minimum, come through our committee this year. And this is where I think we can see bipartisanship. This is why I asked to lead this committee, and it should be a beacon of bipartisanship, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen. That's my number one issue right now.
Okay. Where are you on marijuana and the legalization of marijuana?
It's going to happen in Illinois. I've actually co-sponsored some bills out here to allow for states that have already legalized marijuana. And Illinois, there's no way that the Democrats in Springfield, and no way with Governor Pritzker's budget proposal, that it's not going to get done. I want to be able to make sure those legal businesses in Illinois have the right to bank in our financial services institution, which many at the federal level are still disapproving of. I believe in states' rights, regardless of the issue. You can't be for states' rights just because you don't agree with the issue. throw that out the window.
All right, but do you think that we're doing this solely as an income source? I mean, no one is looking at the downside of this. No one is looking at the harmful side of this. In fact, if you even try to talk about it, you just get shouted down by, I am so tired of people being woke on everything that they are just completely out of touch with any sort of common sense. We've spent billions of dollars to get people to quit smoking, and now we are legalizing a new way to smoke, get high. People are not going to be able to pass drug tests and get jobs. I don't care whether it's legal or not. This is a ridiculous notion that we are rushing into just because we think there's money on the other side of it.
Oh, the hypocrisy in this issue is out of this world. You know, the health effects for many that are screaming to legalize marijuana, the health effects that they've demonized for cigarette smokers are just as bad with a legalized marijuana product, if not worse. So the hypocrisy's there. But the bottom line is, it is coming in Illinois. Governor Pritzker promised it. The state legislators promised it. I don't know if you went to the many listening sessions that some of our state legislators have been having around the state, but it will happen. They cannot come close to implementing the budget that Governor Pritzker proposed without the revenue that would be generated. Now, today we've got a hearing in our Highways and Transit Subcommittee. I'm going to be asking the National Surface Transportation Board about any possible advances in testing for those drivers who may or may not be impaired because of the use of marijuana or prescription drugs. You know, is there going to be somewhat of a breathalyzer to recognize whether or not somebody's impaired and the safety consequences that would be addressed by that?
Yeah, but do you think that the ADMs of the world that have $60,000 a year trucking jobs right now available are just going to get lenient on their drug testing because we legalize marijuana?
No, they're not going to be lenient on their drug testing, just like they're not lenient on their testing for illegal alcohol right now. If you are a truck driver, if you have a CDL, you have to follow a different set of standards, even when you're not working, when it comes to alcohol level. So they're going to still be stringent because this is still a federally listed Schedule I drug. They're going to have to follow the same procedures. I had this conversation yesterday with a member of the National Surface Transportation Board that if marijuana goes to a Schedule II drug at the national level, then a lot of the different safety policies that are in place in the current federal law would have to be changed.
All right. I just think it's a recipe for disaster. And the folks on a national level, I mean, if you look at what they're doing in Colorado and what they're doing in Colorado, they're letting anybody grow pot that wants to grow pot, basically, right? So anybody who wants to start a business can do this. In California, they're regulating it, and the black market is just as bad there now as it was before. And now they're wanting to crack down on the black market of illegally legal weed being grown. I mean, the whole thing is a farce.
Well, that's one thing that I think the state legislators are going to have to address. They're going to have to look at the states that have already legalized it, find out, you know, did the revenue projections come in as planned? What were the added costs to law enforcement and to society because of it? And what did they do policy-wise when it comes to allowing people to grow their own that worked and what didn't? I still can't fathom the fact that they project all this revenue on marijuana being legal, and at the same time, they're going to allow people to grow their own at home.
Yeah, I you can look at California, you can look at Colorado, and see two different approaches, neither one working all that well. All right, Congressman, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon. Congressman Roddy Davis, live from the nation's capital this morning. I get so frustrated on this marijuana thing.
I know.
And I'm not coming, by the way, this isn't judgmental.
No.
I mean, this isn't sort of like, oh, I don't want you to have fun, or I'm a prude,
no.
or that you should
but
be going to jail.
But once this is done, you can't undo it.
No. It's ridiculous.
And
no one's putting a single thought into it.
No. They'll wish they had.
No, they won't. When was the last, name me the last politician that on the phone or sitting in these studios said, you know, I wish we wouldn't have done that. But tell me when that's ever happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever. So in California, they only have certain people that can grow it. And so it's more expensive. I mean, this is the way it works. If everybody can grow pot, how much do you think pot's going to cost? But that's what they're doing in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
So the now you can just get marijuana at ridiculously cheap prices in Colorado. In California, they only have certain people who can do it. So they've not done anything about the black market because it's set at a certain price because only so many people can do it.
Yep.
So people are just growing their own illegally, even though weed is legal, and selling it anyway. So they haven't changed anything except for the fact that the people now that have the license to grow it are screaming for the police to bust the people who don't.
And the police are like,
I thought we got out of this business. Yeah. I thought this was legal. It's absolutely insane. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to take it out on every politician, but don't you just sort of feel like they all just go yap, 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 yap?
And I get that, you know, okay, if it's legal, there's rights for banking institutions and everything. It's just nobody, we don't care.
Huh?
What he was talking about was for banks, for legal places legally growing it or selling it to be able to have.
That's
what he's working. I mean, like just moving on, it's going to be legal.
He's got a B rating from normal. That's the pro pot.
Yeah.
People. I don't. There's zero leadership in Springfield. There's zero leadership in Washington, D.C. I mean, is there anybody? I mean, when you look at the national level of who's sitting in the White House and the entire ticket of who's running for the White House, is there any single person that you look at and go, maybe, or I don't know. This guy from Indiana is interesting to me. The guy from Starbucks is interesting to me. But what am I looking at? I'm looking like completely outside the system. I'm looking for a mayor from South Bend or a guy who used to scribble stupid stuff on my coffee cup.
Yep.
That's my choice. I mean, that's it. That's the only two people that I have any interest in at all from a leadership perspective nationally. How sad is that? Got to take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 70 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 45 for your Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs near 66. Thursday, 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Cloudy and highs near 73. It is 51 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. There's something new happening in Xfinity, and it's all about you. Yeah, you. Because now you can customize your own package with Xfinity. What does that mean? It means you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Say you want TV, but just the sports and news channels. Done. Xfinity has flexible channel packs that let you customize your entertainment. Or maybe your family wants super fast internet to power 25 devices and the latest in home security. Xfinity has you covered. Simply choose the internet speed that's right for you and add additional services like home security with just a few clicks. And if you're a gamer that only wants really fast internet and none of that other stuff like landlines or kid channels, perfect. Just pick your internet speed. Forget about packages with extra channels or services you don't want. It is time to customize your own package just the way you like it. Go online today. Check it out for yourself. You can see the price adjust as you customize and watch the savings add up. Introducing a new way to customize your own package and save with Xfinity. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com/customize. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. You got the watchathon going on. Free HBO. Got Game of Thrones. You can get the first episode free right now, whether you have it or not. See the watchathon? It's through April 14th.
Just in time.
No, I mean, everybody gets to.
Yep.
I think it's brilliant. You can check it out. I saw trending on Watchathon last night was Killing Eve and.
Oh, my gosh. Love this show.
Game of Thrones. Because people are catching up.
Yep.
We need to just do that still this week.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to figure out how far to go back and kind of restart it. But, you know, it's like you don't have to do that. You can just Google and get plot points. I mean, do we really have to?
Yeah, but I still, because honestly, they'll say the name of the character and I don't know.
We'll figure that out. Game of Thrones. Expecting 1 billion people to watch this on Sunday night. We'll take a break for stories and news. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza's office is implementing new contract reporting standards for information technology vendors. The office says it will suspend over $5.7 million in payments to a technology vendor after a recent audit found various issues, including unreported conflicts of interest. Mendoza will now further scrutinize all IT contracts over $5 million. The state of Illinois may soon provide the seed money for kids in the state to go to college. The Illinois House last week approved a plan to create a college savings fund for every child born or adopted in Illinois starting in 2021. The state would provide an initial $50 investment, and that $50 could grow, and families could access the money starting when the child turns 10. The Illinois State Senate will take up the idea next. Trivia Night for the United Way is back on April 20th. Trivia Night will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. at Door 4 Brewery. Trivia will be 100 questions, and the night will include other small games as fundraisers for United Way. You can have teams of up to four, and the cost is $10 per person to play. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr speaks to members of the House this morning, his first time testifying in Congress since becoming Attorney General and the special counsel Russia report being submitted.
What's supposed to be a run-of-the-mill budget hearing is expected to be an interrogation of William Barr about his handling of the Mueller report. Now, despite the fact that Barr is likely to release a public version of the report in the next week or so, Democrats plan to attack his decision-making process in crafting his four-page summary, which many say exonerates the president.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Another Democrat in the presidential race, California Congressman Eric Swalwell.
I talk to people who are just like me, who are the first in their family to go to college. They've got a lot of student debt, can't buy a home, can't start a business. I talk to kids who sit in their classroom afraid that they'll be the next victim of gun violence.
He made his announcement on the CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's 38 years old, elected to Congress in 2012. This is Fox News.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny and highs near 70 tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 45 for your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 66, and Thursday, 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly cloudy and highs near 73. It's 51 right now in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSLY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Loving you has got to change.
Back here on a Tuesday. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us each and every weekday morning. All right, the NCAA tournament.
Well, generally, I feel like I'd prefer to have some kind of rooting interest in any basketball game, some history with one of the teams that makes you say, yeah, I'm rooting for them, or I've never liked that team, I hope they lose, something there. But that was not the case in the NCAA championship game last night. Maybe it was fun because of it. I didn't care who won or who lost. Just give me one more exciting game with Virginia and Texas Tech, and they did that. Virginia won the national championship, beating Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime. A terrific game with a surprising amount of shot making from two programs better known for their defense. Texas Tech made 10 threes. Virginia made 11. In the sport of basketball, at any level, you have the makings of a championship team if you're lucky enough to have three stars. And if you get all three of them playing well at the same time, you can be really difficult to deal with. And Virginia had that going for them last night. All three of their stars delivered. DeAndre Hunter, a sophomore who will probably be an NBA lottery pick, missed his first seven shots last night and then made 8 of 9 to lead Virginia with 27 points. His corner three late in regulation forced the overtime. Kyle Guy, the kid who hit the three free throws to eliminate Auburn, scored 24, and Ty Jerome, 15. And here's the thing about Virginia. Until last night, they were destined to always be remembered as the only number one seed in the history of the tournament to lose to a 16 seed. They did that last year when they lost to Maryland, Baltimore County. And all this season, they were excellent. They were ranked number one in the country. They were number one seed. But everyone said, yeah, but what are you going to do in the tournament? And that's how they would be judged. And they went out and won it all. And so they were really good. They were 12 of 12 from the free throw line in overtime last night. I loved this tournament. Surprise teams in the final game, but quality games throughout. That Purdue-Tennessee overtime game will forever be one of the great NCAA tournament games I've ever seen. You want it to be 3 weeks of entertainment and drama, and it was. And last night I thought was a worthy conclusion. So congrats to Virginia, their first national championship in school history.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll do recruiting in the Illini with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illinois basketball and football recruiting news.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Illini recruiting news the last few days, both in basketball and football. Intriguing stuff. Brad Underwood has filled his 2019 recruiting class with a commitment from another big man. He is 6'10", 220-pound Bernard Kuma, a native of Chad who played high school basketball in the Bronx in New York City. He is the third big man Brad Underwood has rolled into this 2019 recruiting class. He joins 6'10", 290-pound Kofi Cockburn and 6'11", Antoine January. If any existing player leaves, Brad would add to this class. But right now he is maxed out in terms of scholarships. The key guy in all this is assistant coach Orlando Antigua, who is a recruiter extraordinaire. Orlando spent a number of years as John Calipari's recruiter at Kentucky and Memphis. He is originally from the Dominican Republic, but he grew up in the Bronx, so he has a ton of recruiting ties out east. He was the lead recruiter on Georgie Bashanishvili. He was the lead recruiter on Kofi Cockburn and now on Bernard Kuma, and who he and Brad saw this winter on a night when Kuma had 17 rebounds. They love the way he rebounds the basketball. And then in football, last Saturday was Illinois' junior day, a ton of high school juniors in Champaign to watch practice. And since Saturday, three players have committed for the 2020 class, including four-star running back Reggie Love from St. Louis Trinity Catholic. He had a dozen scholarship offers including Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Purdue. Four-star wide receiver Jaden Thompson from Chicago Marist. He had offers from Michigan, Michigan State, and Purdue. And three-star offensive lineman Marcus Harper from Chicago Simeon. More recruits will be at the spring game this Saturday at Memorial Stadium. Levy's got an interesting staff right now that seems to be getting some things done on the recruiting front. Corey Patterson, the guy who used to be the head coach at Trinity Catholic in St. Louis, is on staff. Rod Smith, the offensive coordinator, is a really good recruiter. And Mike Bellamy, who they brought in, is a really good recruiter as well. All these things start by acquiring good players. It'll be interesting to see if Bernard Kuma is some kind of a version of Georgie Bishanashvili, because they certainly hit a home run on that one. So some interesting news there. We'll see how it all pans out.
All right, Mark, have a great day. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. All right, I feel like we start off every year with everyone just stay calm about the Cardinals. And sometimes that feeling just sort of stays all year. Sometimes you kind of like, I don't know. Mike Claiborne and the Red Brew Report coming up in just a couple of minutes. They are doing about a game better than the Cubs. If you look at the National League Central, Milwaukee off to just a blistering start at 8-2. St. Louis is 4 games out at 4-6. Cubs are 5 games out at 3-7. Cincinnati's only won one ball game. They're 6.5 games out of first place. So Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Chicago, Cincinnati. That's the standings as we speak, 10 games into the season. Want to get Mike's thoughts on an interesting interview. I read the transcript with Albert Pujols. In June, the Angels are coming to play the Cardinals. Now, you ask yourself, well, what's the big deal? Well, it's hard to imagine that it was 8 years ago when Albert Pujols left. I mean, that 8 years have passed. It's almost impossible to believe he's not been back to St. Louis in those 8 years. This is the first time he will play at Busch Stadium since leaving. And there was an interesting interview about why he left that I'd like to get Mike Claiborne's thoughts on. And then also just the overall 10 games into this, because Mike will tell you Flag Day, wait till Flag Day, and we're way, way, way from Flag Day, right?
Long, long way.
Although it'll be here just like
I know,
that.
I know.
Are you ready for the WSOYMCA challenge? Starts on Monday.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready. I am ready. Unlike other challenges, I'm like ramping up before I get into it. So I'm a little ready.
Ramping up?
Well, this cardio is going to stink.
Okay.
I don't like
cardio. I would say ramping up. Yes, you're getting up very early.
Mm-hmm.
Slivering off in the dark, like to go work out at the YMCA, and then you're like cranky.
I'm not cranky. I'm not the cranky one.
I'm not cranky at all.
Mm-hmm.
No. I can go back and just read our talk things and show you who's crank.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the off-air conversations would disagree.
No, it would not. Anyway, Mike Claiborne will be with us. The Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. That's coming up next. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Redbird winner!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fares subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You're getting Aerosmith bump music all day today, by the way, because they made their debut in Las Vegas over the weekend, their residency show. Steven Tyler, 71 years old, still rocking it. Right now, it's time for Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report. He joins us each and every Tuesday morning, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. All right, let me start with asking you, Mike, about this Albert Pujols interview. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but... He gave an interview recently talking about him leaving St. Louis. I didn't realize, man, it's been 8 years, and he's going to be back at Busch Stadium for the very first time since then in June. Did you get a chance to see this interview?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the story.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said it wasn't just the money, that he went with the team that treated him with the most respect, and I don't want to, like, dig up old stuff. To me, the story's a bigger surprise to me that it's been that long, and he hasn't been back since.
Yeah, you can blame Major League Baseball for that. I mean, the Cardinals have been out to Anaheim twice since Albert left. And, you know, this story is going to have some legs to it because from what most people who were close to it felt like, the Cardinals may not have given him a what he deemed a fair offer. I don't know if $250 million is fair or not. But you're going to hear a little bit more about this as time has gone by. It obviously hasn't worked for Albert in Anaheim. They haven't won anything since he's been there, let alone get to the World Series. But, you know, it's water under the bridge at this point because there's nothing you can do about it. And I think when you look back, it was probably the best thing for the Cardinals. Because I don't think Albert could be playing.
Yeah, right? I agree.
You know, I mean, he'd have to, you know, he's basically a DH now, and I don't think he could have played every day in the National League. So, you know, it worked out for the Cardinals. You know, Albert's got his money, so, you know.
Yeah, I just think, to me, it's going to be interesting to see the way the crowd reacts. I mean, there's only three teammates that are left on the Cardinals. Molina and Carpenter and Wainwright were the only guys who played with him, which is almost impossible to believe that much time has passed.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, there's a lot of things that have taken place. We've seen a lot of people come and go, and I think one of the reasons why Molina and Wainwright are here is because the Cardinals didn't pay Albert. I don't think he would have been able to keep both those players at the rate they're going, so... you know, it's one of those tough decisions that every organization has to make. I think the fact that we saw the best of Albert, and I think that's what fans probably should focus on. We saw the best of him. He's never been close to that since he's been in California, and we haven't had anything close to him since he left. So I think that's what makes it a special time when he does come back. We're going to go through the memories, if nothing else.
I think the fans are giving him a warm welcome.
I think it'll be more than warm.
Yeah.
I think, you know, everything is past, you know, as far as how the contract unfolded and everything. And, again, I think they're just going to remember what he did bring to them. And remember this, Brian, we're starting another generation of fans who didn't see him. I mean, so there's a lot of things that will go into this, but I agree with you. I think it'll be a warm reception at the worst. But I think people will appreciate what he's done. And, you know, Hey, if they give Greg Garcia a warm reception for what he was able to contribute, I think Albert's in line to get something. And that's no knock at Greg.
No, you're right.
Albert had a more significant impact on the game in, as far as the Cardinals are concerned.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 10 games into the season, stay calm or a little sense of panic okay?
Yeah, I'm calm for the most part. I'm a little concerned about the left field situation. I know there's been a couple home runs hit, but defensively it's glaring on what he can't do. I think everybody else is starting to come around. I think the positive stories are Colton Wong and how well he's played. I think when you look at the John Breviers of the world and John Gant in the bullpen and how solid they've been, Jordan Hicks is starting to emerge as a guy that you're going to have to contend with more than just 105-mile-an-hour fastball. There are some things that are starting to develop that I'm starting to like a little bit more. And I think one of the things that we probably haven't talked enough about is how good the defense has been on the infield. And it's amazing when you have a guy who can play first base, how everybody else starts to play better.
All right. What's your thought on Goldschmidt this early in the season?
Everything I thought he was. I know he's not swinging the bat as well as some would think, but every team we've encountered, and I was talking to Dave Roberts yesterday, and the first thing he said was congratulations on getting one of the best players in the game. And I said, what did he got? He kill you guys too? He said he has one of the all-time high careers against them. I said, well, I thought that was Milwaukee, and I thought that was Pittsburgh. He said, what do you mean? I said, they told me the same thing. I mean, you know, Goldschmidt has destroyed the really good teams in baseball, and we're seeing him on an everyday basis. Brian, the one thing I'm impressed with is how he carries himself. He's a pro. He does all the right things that you hope a pro would do. I hope it rubs off on one or two other players, and we might have an even better team. But I think overall he's everything you'd hope for, and we're going to have him for the next 5 years.
All right. How would you describe the locker room, the culture, just the vibe of this year's Cardinals team?
I like it a lot. I like it because, and this goes back to Mike Shilton's coaching staff. You know, they were in communication with just about everybody in the offseason. So when guys got to spring training, there was a sense of commitment. And, you know, guys were pulling for each other. Well, I saw more guys in Florida in January than I've ever seen in all the years I've gone down there. Now, spring training doesn't start until the middle of February. So this is something they were doing on their own. Guys like each other. Remember, a lot of these guys came up through the minors together. So they have an understanding of who they are and what they can, what they're capable of doing. So I think it's a much better locker room this year than maybe what I've seen in the last couple.
All right, quickly looking around the rest of the Central Division, what do you make of it? Milwaukee looks unbelievable, off to a great
Everybody's
start.
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
And Brian, you know what? Everybody in this division has a chance to be at least 500. Pittsburgh is a good team. Cincinnati has a lot of talent. They haven't put it together yet. Milwaukee and the Cubs speak for themselves, and then you have the Cardinals. This is the best division in baseball, period. They can play anybody at any time, and don't let the record deceive you. Because unlike in the American League East, where you can beat up on Baltimore and Toronto on a regular basis, we don't have those teams in this division. So the records may not be as lofty, but the competition and skill set is better.
All right, Mike, great stuff as always. Have a great day. We'll check in with you next Tuesday. The Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. I would like to go down and see Albert come home.
Yeah. I would hope he doesn't get a bad reception. It's been,
he won't.
No, it's been 8 years.
Isn't that crazy? And that there's only three Cardinals left that played with him?
That is crazy.
So, I mean, it just shows you the change over the time and what time does. Too many great memories of Albert Pujols as a Cardinal to hold it against him. Cardinals made their decision. He made his decision.
Move on.
And now it's time to look back and go, you know what? He was a big part of this franchise and was exciting as all get out. I remember him hitting a home run to win the game the day they opened the new Busch Stadium. There was an electricity in the air when he went up to the plate. I mean, like a tangible thing. So that's coming in June. I have to make a look at that. I don't know if we have tickets. Sorry, I'm just. Angels. Yes, we have Saturday and Sunday, June 22nd and June 23rd, as part of our J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds ticket windows. Ha ha!
Hey, hey, hey.
Can you believe he hasn't been back to Busch Stadium in 8 years? And that it's been 8 years? And Carpenter and Wainwright and Molina are the only remaining Cardinals that played with Albert Pujols? That's unbelievable. Big thanks to Mike Claiborne. All right, what do we want to do when we get back here? We're doing Aerosmith all day. Do you have a favorite Aerosmith era? Because to me, I'm all old school. I don't like the 80s, 90s stuff. I'm 70s.
You're going to chastise me for this.
First of all, don't tell me what I'm going
to
do.
My real exposure to Aerosmith was the release of The Big Ones.
And that would have been...
90. I want to say 94, 95, but I could be off.
That was like a second greatest hits album?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
So you didn't know Aerosmith before 1990s?
I knew Aerosmith, but I didn't really even consume a lot of it, to be honest. It wasn't something I grew up with terribly. I don't know if my mom just wasn't a fan.
Okay. So you would have missed, well, all of the good stuff. But the big ones probably. So Aerosmith, Get Your Wings, those were the first two albums. And then in 1975, Toys in the Attic came out, and that's still sort of the gold standard.
Yeah.
If you are a huge Aerosmith fan, or even 76 Rocks, Draw the Line in 77. And so you're talking about I'm trying to like even look. I don't even know when this would have been released. Classics? No. Compilation albums, big ones, 1994.
Okay, it's 94, 95. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, and let me see what was on that. Sorry. Walk on Water, Love in an Elevator, Rag Doll, What It Takes, Dude Looks Like a Lady, Janie's Got a Gun, Crying, Amazing Blind Man, Deuces Are Wild. Yeah, this is all, like, it's all good stuff, but it's not the classic Aerosmith. Yeah. It's all, like, the video resurgence of them, like, in their second or third or fourth, maybe even, rebirth. You know what I mean? That's how old this band is. Like, Nine Lives. All right, we got to take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Dude looks like a lady.
Sunny skies today and highs near 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 45. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 66. And Thursday, we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Cloudy and highs near 73. It's 52 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
AVIC. Facing a prostate biopsy can be a scary experience for any man, but new technology called UroNav can provide more accurate results and peace of mind. DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with DMH urologist Michael Kotwitz to talk about the UroNav.
It gives us not only a higher probability of having accurate biopsies, but also it gives a higher degree of certainty that we got good biopsies with good information.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with NowDecatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, their first greatest hits album came out in 1980. So that was a 14-year later version. That would have had Dream On and Same Old Song and Dance, which you just heard, Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way, Back in the Saddle, Come Together. Man, that's great stuff. And I like the other stuff, too, by the way. The video days. They actually, their big video resurgence started with Walk This Way, right? The remake with Run DMC. That was a big deal. I don't know that the kids find that hard to believe today, that crossing genres like that seems to be, right now you got Billy Ray Cyrus, you know, doing stuff with hip-hop. That was a big deal back then. You didn't mix the two. And I still remember that video. Celebrating Aerosmith today. We got a lot to get to here, folks, and only 1 hour left to do it. Stay tuned. Coming up on the top of the hour news and stories, this is Byers and Company. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. This is